are now opening the doors to another dimension. Through time and space, you arrive at the Trouble Zone, where your self-defense, self-protection, and education about your situational awareness is put to the test on nationfirst.us. The Trouble Zone.
Welcome, this is your host, D. Parker, a.k.a. The Trouble Guy, Army veteran who specializes in weapons training, logistics, and the CEO of Trouble Defense, LLC.
And I'm D.K. Jordan, Army veteran, IT specialist, and lead firearms instructor with Trouble Defense, LLC.
And you are now entering the Trouble Zone.
On nationfirst.us, feel free to tweet in with your questions because we have your answers at GI_Nation or Trouble Defense.
The Trouble Zone was created to keep you informed with the latest gun talk, to provide you with safety defensive tips to keep you and your family protected from today's crime. Tune in for a fun, feel, entertaining, educational defensive hour with us.
Our veterans have served their country and risk all to save our freedoms. This station is for them and about them. Nation First aims to tell their stories, give points of view, and shine a spotlight on all the heroes, both veteran and civilian, that believe in the American way of life.
I'm fully loaded and I'm ready to go today. We're going to talk a little bit about kids and guns. It's all over the news. It's worldwide. You can't get around it. Kids and guns. I mean, what do you think about that, Keith?
It's one of the things you got to be careful about. Kids and guns, you don't want to hide your guns from them. You don't want to not let them know about them. But you want them to be able to see, because when you get too much curiosity, that's when they're going to go in and mess with them, especially if they find it just sitting there.
That's true. It's better to educate the children about the firearms that's in the house. However, if you have a teenager, you might just want to lock it up because curiosity can get the best of
them. Oh, no. You still have to secure it. You can't Definitely. Just leave it out there open. I mean, I know your daughters, I sit there, we set up for a gun safety class, and all the guns are laid out everywhere. They're running around having fun, just like kids always do. But anytime they come up, take a look, they'll just keep their hands behind their back, look down, ooh, pretty, walk away, and then keep on going. They don't put their hands on them because they know they're not for them.
Educating a child is probably the best thing that you can do. Me, personally, I'm liking this new gun, the new car 9mm. Give us a little bit about this new gun that I'm starting to really, I'm into it now. I'm a Springfield guy. I've been liking Springfield for a very long time. I have a Springfield XDM45. This is what I carry. I have a concealed carry permit, so it's my right to carry this gun. But lately, I've been looking at this Car 9mm, and it's an amazing gun.
Well, I know the main reasons you like the car.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of biotone. You like dual-toned guns. If you see silver on top, black on bottom, you're all about it. At least you're about to figure out what it's all about.
I'm a sucker for the chrome.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a 3-inch barrel. It's a nice 9mm gun. It's a decent little gun. It's got a lot of things going for it, and especially the price. I mean,
how much is it?
Price, I mean, retail, I believe, is $499. Yeah, $499 retail.
It's not bad.
But you can, you go Bud's Guns or other places like that. You can get it for like around, what is it? You said $375,
yeah,
$350?
BudsGunShop.com. They're the best place to buy your firearm from. I'm a big user of them. I go to Bud's Gun Shop because I can buy my firearm online, and I have it transferred to an FFL near me. Now, an FFL is someone that's licensed to sell your gun. So you can't buy the firearm and it just go right to your house. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's impossible. But you bring it to your FFL, and the one that we use, we only pay about $25-$30 or so.
Yeah, I've even found one that's just about as good. They're about $15 a gun.
Nice.
And it starts going up, and I think it even lowers. And, of course, veterans always get a nice little discount on all that stuff.
Nice. So, listeners, I want you to tweet us on GI_Nation and tell us about your prices for gun transfers in your area. For us, on the average, it's probably roughly around $40. I know Maryland, for a fact, it's $100. So different places, different prices. It happens.
And D.C., I don't know what it is, but there's only one guy that can set it, so it could be pretty much whatever he wants. Unfortunately, well, within whatever type of regulations they make for him.
Well, back to this whole kids and guns. It's in the news everywhere. United States, China, any and everywhere you look, is something in the news about a child and a gun. What can we do as a nation to avoid a lot of these accidental discharges with children and firearms?
Well, I mean, one thing, you've also got to educate the parents. I mean, because they had an experiment. They put about 8 kids into a room, had all types of toys everywhere, all things all over the place. Kids could have fun. Little kids just running everywhere. Before they brought those kids in there, what they did was they took a gun, made sure there was no ammunition. It couldn't go off. I think they even took the firing pin out of it or did something to disable it.
Okay.
So there's no way nothing could happen. And then they just hid it in that room, somewhere where you could find it, but somewhere that possibly, you know, if you've got somebody who has guns, they might stick it, like, you know, in between the side cushions of a couch or someplace like that. Now, obviously, you probably believe this part because you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Within about 15 minutes, one of them kids found that gun.
I bet.
And the thing about it is the parents were mystified on what's going on because these kids are picking it up. They're pointing at each other. Each different ones picked up the gun at different times. They're pointing at each other at all different types of things. You've got parents crying, trying to figure out what's going on, all this other stuff, and they don't even know.
All right, so I'm really curious to find out, you know, what's the gun laws and stuff with people in the UK? I mean, do they have to take a 4-hour concealed carry course? Can they even have a concealed carry? Even when they just have a firearm in the house, what type of training do they have? And it's not just the UK. I want, you know, because this is nations first. .us. So I want the whole nation to let me know. I want the nation to let me know about what's your gun laws. But we're going to go on a quick break because I need to reload my firearm. But do not worry. D Park and K Jordan will be back on nationsfirst.us. Follow us at Twitter at GI_nation. And check out the Gun of the Week pictures on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. See you soon.
For over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with healthcare, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.
Welcome back to the Trouble Zone with D Park and K Jordan on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at GI_nation and look at the gun pics at our Instagram, Trouble Defense. Right now we're talking about kids and firearms. We want to talk to you guys. You guys need to tweet us, email us. We want to find out, what do you think about firearms? What do you think about guns in a house with children? We're going to jump right back into it right now because there's so much in our news and your news about guns and children. Right now, the NRA, they might not be the most loved people in the world. Everybody don't love the NRA, but they do have a great program for kids. It's called Eddie the Eagle. Talk about Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie Eagle is a program that the NRA put out there. It is a program to teach kids what to do when they come across a gun. It basically comes out to the steps of stop, don't touch, go find an adult.
Makes sense.
All the things that you really want the kid to do, because, I mean, first, you don't want them to touch it. You want them to go find some adult, because if they just leave it there, somebody else is going to come across it, or eventually they're going to get curious enough that they're going to go back after it.
Or you can just tell your kids to run. Run, Forrest, run. Run, kids.
I don't know. That you could try, but, you know, that's kind of, you know, I'd rather the kids take some sort of positive action. Although, depending on the adults around, sometimes it may be better to run.
Well, you know what? If they're around their friends, because, you know, there's one thing, it happens in the home. The kid finds the gun in the home, he's a little curious. But what about when they're amongst their peers? You know, they're around their friends, and they're talking, and someone pulls a gun out of the book bag. You know, what should a child do? Or what type of training should us as adults train our child to do when that situation occurs?
I mean, for me, if I had kids, I would make sure to tell them to kind of get away from the situation.
Definitely.
Because you don't know what that kid could do. He could end up pulling the trigger.
You're right.
Maybe not necessarily. Run, because then you get, that's when you get, oh, he can really tell on this. That's when you get, you know, you just kind of, just tell him to kind of excuse himself and just kind of walk away.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I miss? I miss community programs. That the whole community get together and say, we're going to talk about an issue. And right now in the nation, it's an issue with firearms and kids. Now, you have pro-gun lovers. You have people that just don't like guns at all. But at the same time, we both should get together and come up with something that's suitable for all.
Well, you gotta train. You got to also educate the adults, because the problem is, no matter how much you train those, teach those kids, if the adults don't know any better, because some people, they don't have guns. But your kids over to a play date, you don't have guns in your house, you don't know if the other person does. Wouldn't it be responsible for an adult, for a parent to ask the person, do you have guns in your house? Do you have them locked up or what? You know, to find out, to make sure that if you've got some in there, it's nice and secure, so you don't have to worry about as much about the safety of your own kids.
Wow. You're actually right. You know what? My daughter had a play date on a few weeks ago, and the parent actually asked. She pretty much had a just about what we do, but she wasn't 100% sure. So I didn't know what to really tell her. You know, she asked.
You didn't break out the Excel spreadsheet of how many guns and all the different calibers and everything else?
I wanted to, but I said, yes, we have firearms in the house. And then the next question was, are they locked up in the safe? Most of them are locked up in the safe. But you know what? Even for me, my kids are educated about firearms. And I have to think that every child is not my child. So if they're going to be in my home, I have to put everything in the safe. Because I don't want them to see it. And they start screaming, you know, daddy's cleaning the gun. My kids don't care, you know, but they see it. They run home.
Well, unless it's a boy coming to pick up daddy's little girl, and then you can be sitting there cleaning as many guns as you want.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be over there. We're going to be Martin and Will. What do you want with my daughter?
Well, you'll be cleaning a handgun. I'll have the rifle. That way, they say no matter what, we can get him at a long distance.
They come in.
Not that we would actually do anything. But
I think it's good.
But sometimes you got to scare people a little bit.
As a father, you have to do what you have to do to protect your children.
Hey, any father would understand that.
But in local news, we're going to talk about, there was a shooting with a police officer. something with the Pentagon. You have anything on that? Now, I was reading a little bit about this situation, and it's, you know what? This is what I want to say to everyone. When you're working at any job, treat everyone equal. You know, if you don't like that guy for whatever he wears or whatever he do, still treat that person with respect, because this day and age, no matter where you at in the world, people have guns. People may come to work and pretty much lose their mind. To prevent that, because we teach preventative maintenance, and that's with everything in life. So once you nice to this person, find out how their day is. I mean, just a smile sometimes can make somebody day. I've been pissed off on the road. You know, I have road rage sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes or is it all the time?
90% of the time. I think it's just 1 or 2% underneath of me.
Yeah, but it was a few days ago. I was kind of peed off. I couldn't get over. And this lady, she was blowing the horn like, hey, you can come in. You're right. You're good. Come on. She was just smiling. That kind of made my day. Something that simple. It made me smile. I'm driving, and it's like, it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of times it's the small things that make people happy. And it's also those repetitive small things that can also make people end up doing things that they may not normally do.
You're absolutely right. That's why it's good to talk to people. Hi, how you doing? Nice day. You know, general conversations. I mean, even when I get on the metro, I talk to people. You know, how was your day? What are you doing?
Yeah, for me, it depends on the person that I'm sitting next to. I mean, I used to get on the metro, get on the D.C. metro down, you know, in on the green line at the end of it. And, of course, it's not always the best of people. It can actually make you – sometimes that can make your day better when you're going to a better part of the metro and you see all these nice, attractive people come on the bus. But when you go home and the whole drive home, all you see is all those pretty people getting off and what's left around you. It can be kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of muggings in the D.C. metro area. A lot of people here, we commute, we catch the train. It's easier. Just like New York and a lot of other states and maybe even other countries, you know, we catch the train as a form of transportation. But as of right now in my D.C. metro area, the trains are not even safe. They're not safe at all. You know, a lot of people, they're starting to boycott metro because they don't feel safe.
Well, there's a lot of kids, and not just kids, but there's a lot of young kids that are actually out there causing issues. I mean, there's people getting beat up. There's different situations happening. So, I mean, they've got to make a stronger presence.
Yeah, there is a lot going on in the world. But you know what? We're going to have to go back on break again. I need a little bit more ammo so I can be reloaded and be ready for you. But don't worry, D. Parker and K. Jordan will be back on nationsfirst.us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. And check out the Gun Pick of the Week on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. Later.
Years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with health care, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
Welcome back to the Trouble Zone with D. Parker and K. Jordan on nationsfirst.us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, GI_nation, and check out the Gun Pick of the Week on our Instagram at Trouble Defense. So what you got going on?
All right, now, we've been talking a lot about kids and they're being safe with guns and educating them.
Uh-huh.
But then, in all reality, kids come in all ages and all shapes or sizes.
I agree.
You as an adult, you've got all your toys, which, of course, are tools, you know, your guns. And people don't realize you got to take care of them responsibly.
Always.
There's actually been a few people that really don't know what they're doing with that. We've got one guy who actually accidentally shot himself while taking a selfie. He killed himself taking a selfie with the gun.
Okay, now, I don't know if I should laugh right now or say a prayer, so I'm going to do both. Okay, 1 minute. Okay.
I mean, honestly, to me, it's kind of, it's a mixture between someone not being knowledgeable and also somebody just being kind of, it's kind of pathetic that you would think somebody would put a loaded gun to their head to take a picture when you can just unload it real quick.
Wow.
So, I mean, you've got that. You've also got a kid. Now, this one, I mean, that one, actually, I would have to say the Darwin actually hit his mark in that kid. But the other one, there was actually another kid who got shot himself in the head while he was playing with a gun in his bed. He's sitting there playing around, and he's doing a video. While he's doing that video, he actually came up and it shot himself in the head. Luckily, it only took out a little bit of hair and a little bit of skin. But if you watch the video, there's a nice splatter of blood because he did get close enough. So, I mean, you got to realize, this kid, I don't even know if they told me on this one. I know he's a teenager. I mean, by the looks of him, he's looking about 14 or 15. So he's not that old. He's fairly young. For one thing, why does he have a gun if he's that age? Some states have different laws regarding what constitutes a minor as far as with guns.
Yeah.
I don't agree with a lot of things Maryland does because they're a little bit over the top and a little bit strong. But one of the things I do agree, they have laws about minors and guns. And what they consider a minor with a gun is anybody under the age of 16.
Okay.
If you leave a loaded gun where any reasonable person could suspect that a kid would be able to get their hands on it, they're actually, you know, can get in a lot of trouble. And that actually does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, so everybody that's listening, if you own a firearm, even if you don't own a firearm, if you can say the word firearm, educate your children. You know, they always say the youth is our future, but how can they be our future if they're dying? They're dying off of, you know, just not being educated about something. You know, my goal is to educate you guys. So each time that you hear our voice, we're gonna educate you. We're going to give you something that you might not even know before. And if you know it, share this information with other people, because you don't understand how minute and small something can be to you, but it could mean the world to somebody else. So it's definitely our mission to educate you as much as possible and give you more defensive tips to save you, your family life, and your friends. I mean, this day and age, everyone, we need to stick together. You know, we are our own worst enemies sometimes when it comes to, you know, preventing a lot of crimes and stuff. We are our own worst enemy. 90% of this stuff can be prevented just by talking to someone. So that's what we plan on doing. We want to help you all. And, you know, you guys can help us. If you have something for us, send it to us. Educate us, you know. And we're going to always give it right back. What else you got for me, Keith?
Well, this is normally the time of the day we start doing a few interesting stories. You do kind of a what the duck.
What you got?
They don't always pertain to firearms. First one actually has nothing to do with firearms.
All right.
There's a Florida family woke up and found a 9-foot gator in their pool.
Whoa.
Tell me how you would react if you woke up and found a 9-foot gator, any foot gator in your pool.
My first question would be, how the hell did this gator get in my back in my pool? You know what? That would be something, really. I mean, just to walk out on your patio or your backyard and you see a gator outside. See, now this is important to have an assault rifle.
Well, now with this, well, I don't know. Actually, they're very protective of the gators,
definitely. But the thing is,
I mean, it was kind of funny because the pool area was not closed off good enough because it went through a screen, basically a patio screen. It ripped through to get to it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you got a part of your house I'm not even only worried about gators. I'm worried about, you know, the two-legged type of animals that might be trying to come in and rob you or do other things. So when you want to make it a little more secure of a yard.
You would think, but you know, we've got people in our class that come to train with us. And I had a particular woman, and she was telling me that she gets robbed, like, every few months. And, you know, I'm like, wow, okay, she lives in a pretty nice area. She lives in Virginia. I didn't understand. And she said, yeah, they're going through my garage. They're coming in, and they're taking stuff, and they're leaving right back out. So I just asked the question. I said, is your garage door open? Yeah, my garage door open, and I normally leave the door unlocked to get in the house. Well, whoop, there it is. You know, something so simple. But people, you know, once I told her that, she was like, wow, I think you're right. We may find it dumb or whatever the case may be, but sometimes people just need to know, lock your doors.
Well, I mean, the funny thing about that is not that it actually happened or the person left the door unlocked that multiple times when you didn't even realize the fact that I'm letting them in.
Yeah.
I mean, I always tell people when it comes to their car, don't leave anything visible in your car because that makes just somebody have an opportunity. If you actually just put things away where they can't be seen and lock it, it's a deterrent.
Yeah.
People want to go for the easiest possible thing. Most criminals are going to be either going to be very lazy and want to take the easiest way out to make money, or they're going to educate themselves on what you have.
Well, I tell people all the time, locks keep innocent people out. That's all it does. Locks just keep the innocent people out. If you leave your door unlocked, wide open, I'm pretty sure people might go in there. You know, I was watching something on YouTube because, like I said, I'm the YouTube king. And you guys can check it. I'm going to start giving you guys links to go and watch this crazy stuff that I see on YouTube. It was like the craziest thing that I seen on YouTube. It was a case that, I'm trying to think about it right now. It was so much going on. It was this man, and he had his firearm laid on the front dash of his car. And they were just trying to find out how many people would either say something or take it. It was like one of those prank things, you know. You always see some type of prank to get people to either take some money or one of those what would you do type of things.
Yeah.
But he had a firearm on the dash of his car window, and people was walking past, the windows was rolled down, and they wanted to see how many people, you know, would say or do something. Surprisingly, it was one veteran. He took it. He didn't know it was a fake gun. He took it and he put it in the glove compartment. So the guys ran out with the camera and everything and said, hey, guy, we seen you take the gun. And he said, no, I didn't take the gun. He said, okay, what did you do with it? He said, I put it in the glove compartment. It wasn't safe. So there are some people out here that's generally good people. But then again, you have those people that will take that firearm or even with money. You know, there's a lot of people. You know, even play pranks on people. You might drop a fake $100 bill out your pocket and see who'll take it or not. And, you know, there's decent people out here. You know, I'm not going to say everyone is bad. There's some decent people out here. But you have to really be mindful of things like that. Definitely got to be mindful. But you know what? Right now, you know, just thinking about children. I mean, the more I think about my little girls, the more I think about everybody's child, how we need to have something as a whole, as a nation, you know, one law as a nation about guns to just keep our kids safe. So, you know, we thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to be here, and we're going to teach you everything you need to know about defensive training, about firearms, and we might even throw a little hand-to-hand combat in there every now and then. Now, we're going to log out. You are logging out with the Trouble Zone on nationsfirst.us. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at GI_nation and check out the Gun Pick of the Week on Instagram at Trouble Defense. Signing out, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
Later.
You're listening to The Trouble Zone on nationfirst.us. In a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.
nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear. The American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.